This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Now the first part of this Gemara, although it's not profound, but it's complicated. So if you have a pencil and you want to write it down in the margin of your Gemara or in a piece of paper, it'll help. But it might be confusing. Itmar we learn. Hano habo lelodim balkoche. If a forbidden kind of pleasure comes to a man against his will, so the question is it mutar or asa? Let's say he has to go to a certain street to get someplace. There's no other way to go. He walks down that street, a reah of incense of Avodah Zarah will come to him. He'll smell perfume of Avodah Zarah incense. So that's called loy efsha. He can't help himself, but he has to go there. And there are two elements that we're going to consider here. One is the element of efsha, if it's possible to avoid it by going to a different route. If there's no other route, it's called lo efsha. There's also the element of mechavim, of intending to have pleasure. A person could go there and not intend to have pleasure. But it could happen while he's going there, he's intending anyhow to have pleasure too. So you have two elements, efsha and mechavim. These are the two elements. Abaya Oma Mutas. Now the Gemara is going to explain the various conditions when there's muta and when there's asa. Now the Gemara says as follows. Here it pays to write down if you don't want to be confused. Efsha become mechavim if it has both wrong elements. It's possible to avoid going down that street, efsha, and mechavim, and it also has the intention to have hanoe, that surely is also. No question. If it's efsha to avoid it, and he's not avoiding it, and it's mechavim, he intends to have the pleasure, that surely is also. Also, lo efsha, if it's not possible to avoid it, and still come mechavim, intends to have anoy, kulam alo pligi, everybody agrees it's awesome. Now everybody, there are two kinds of everybody's here. There's Abaye Barove, and there is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are Tanoim, whose words are being discussed by Abaye Barove. So both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both agree. If it's mechavim, it's awesome. Whether it's efsha and it's mechavim, or lo efsha and it's mechavim, as long as it's mechavim, everybody holds it's asur. Lo efsha velo mechavim. Suppose it has both positive elements. It doesn't want it. It's not possible to avoid it. He has to go down that street. There's no other way to go. They have no intention of having anoy from it. Kulam or lo pligish. Everybody agrees that it's, this everybody is different. These are by a beloved agree that according to Rabbi Shimon it's mutah. Rabbi Yehuda, however, sticks to his guns and says asur. Now this is the first lashon. According to the first lashon, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that if it's mechavim, it's always asur. The machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is if it's lo efshar and it's mechav. Lo efshar. So Rabbi Yehuda says still it's also. Again, machlek. And I didn't say it right. I'm still getting confused. Watch. In the first lashon, the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are in lo efsha velo mechav. That's a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says also, even as lo efsha and lo mechav. And Rabbi Shimon says, since it's both positive things, it's lo efsha and it's not mechavim, therefore it's much. So once more, I'll say it again. Where lo efsha and it's not mechavim either, so it's two positive elements. Two reasons why it should be mutar. Lo efsha and not mechavim. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's also. And Rabbi Shimon says it's mutar. Now where is mechavim? Everybody will hold this also. By the Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon, but his mechavin is always awesome. So this will be what we learned so far. Whereas lo efsha and lo mechavin, Rabbi Yehuda says also, and Rabbi Shimon says it's muta. Where is mechavin? Where there's efsha and not efsha? It makes no difference. If it's mechavin, everybody says it's also. The question is, suppose it's efsha to avoid it and it's not mechavim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda will hold this also there too. But the question is, what does Rabbi Shimon hold? I said it once more. If you want, I'll say it slowly enough for you to write down. The machlekes, according to the first list of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, is in loy efsha velo ka mechavim. But you either said it's us or Hashem and said it's mutar. Whereas mechavim, according to the first lesson, everybody said it's us. Whether efsha or not. Mechavim, everybody said it's us. Suppose it's efsha, but lo ka mechavim. But you either still said it's us. Because the Kalachem, I mean, there's lo yefsha velo mechavin is also. So if you do a hold, yefsha velo mechavin is surely also. But the machlek is, Abai Rav, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, lo yefsha velo mechavin is muta. Suppose it's yefsha velo mechavin. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? Anybody thinking, volunteer to say that? I'll say it once more, then I'll call for a volunteer. All right? Mr. Mansur, volunteers.
So the case of Rabbi Yehuda, the first case,
lovely.
In the first case, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both agree, everybody says that it's a sword when it's Efshan and it's Aven. The question is that...
And so again, if it's Efshan and Aven, then no question, it's
awesome. Holds it, so now, when you have...
Lo efsha and not miskaven. Lo efsha and also not miskaven.
Then Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's a sur, and the Bishamon would say that it's mutar.
All right.
Then when you have the question is that Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of lo efsha and lo mitkaven, efsha and lo mitkaven, Rabbi Yehuda would say it's a sur. The question would be on efsha and lo mitkaven. What about the Bishamon?
Good. Fine. Made it. Very good. I give one person a chance to be zoyter. Want to try? Somebody else? Rabbi Pelsky.
Two extremes are the first case where it's efsha become mechavim, there's no question that it's usa. The other extreme where it's lo efsha, velo come mechavim, So there we have the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda maintains it's usur, Rav Shimon maintains that it's mutter. Then the third extreme, or not extreme, but the third situation is where it's lo mischaven, but it's efshar. There it's questionable what Rav Shimon will maintain, whether it's mutter or usur.
What's Rav Yehuda hold?
It's definitely usur.
All right. Very good. So see if you can say it to your neighbors now. Inside. 17 shuras are from the bottom. 17 shuras are from the bottom. Say it inside. Efshar become a ham. 17 shuras are from the bottom. It helps to remember that you are calling this lesson, we are asked always. Efshar become a chavin is both the wrong things he could avoid it and he intends to have anoy or low efshar. What is mechaven? As long as he intends to have anoya, kulam lo pligi de asr. Lo efshar lo mechaven, kulam. I mean, abaye v'rove. Now, this means abaye v'rove. This kulam. Lo efshar lo mechaven, kulam lo pligi de shor. Abaye v'rove says muta koyed Rabbi Shimon. I get that clear? This kulam means Rabbi Shimon. Abaye v'rove. Again. Lo Efshar lo kamechaven, kulam lo pligi de shalim is abaye v'rove, according to Rabbi Shimon. That's muta. Rabbi Yehuda be settled on it. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's always us. But according to Rabbi Shimon, abaye v'rove say as long as there's kar, lo Efshar lo mechaven is muta, according to Rabbi Shimon. Keep pligi. When it's a machlekes of abaye v'rove, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Efshar v'lo mechaven. Now, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, I say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no machlekes. The Omar of Dovah Shemesh Kavan is also Kulam or Pligan is also. Yeah, Dovah Shemesh Kavan is also. So therefore, even if you're not mechaven, it's also. If he holds lo Efshar v'lo mechaven, it's also. So Efshar become mechaven, surely also. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, nothing to talk about. The machlekes of Abaye and Rabbi, and the question Efshar v'lo kamechaven, ki pliga libe the Rabbi Shimon. The Madova Shem is kavim. Rabbi Shimon said, you can drag furniture on the ground, even though by dragging it you may dig a furrow in the ground, but you don't intend to make a furrow. Madova Shem is kavim is muta. So therefore, he'll hold also. In other cases, muta too, we'll soon see. Abaye, Rabbi Shimon? Since Rabbi Shimon permits to drag furniture on the ground, so Abaye said, not only heavy furniture that you can't lift up, it's low efshar. Even light furniture that you can carry, it's also muta to drag on the ground, even though you might make a furrow. Again, not only heavy furniture, which is low efshar, even light furniture, that's efshar to carry. Still, Rabbi Shimon permits it because of lo kamechaven. So efshar v'lo kamechaven, Abaye said, Rabbi Shimon is matter. Rabbi Amashish says no. At kan lo omer Rabbi Shimon. When Rabbi Shimon says, Dov Hashem is kavan is muta, only by heavy furniture. Why it's lo efshar, you can't pick it up. Alechad lo efshar. Alechad efshar, if it's lightweight furniture, so it's also to drag it. You might make a furrow. Lo. So according to this, Efshar, even lo kamechaven, Rabbi says, Rabbi Shimon says this also. So he's walking down the street. He had no intention of having anoya from that forbidden smell. What? The fact that he could go take another route, Rabbi says, makes it also, even according to Rabbi Shimon. But it was Efshar to avoid it. Abaye says no. Even though it's Efshar to avoid it. But since it's not mechaven, Rabbi Shimon is matter. Say it inside. So before we start the second lashon, once more the first lashon. Rabbi Yehuda says always also. Even lo efshar lo kamechaven. But lo efshar lo kamechaven, Rabbi Shimon says it's muta. Now, what will Rabbi Shimon hold by efshar lo kamechaven? Rabbi Yehuda surely will say it's also. What will Rabbi Shimon hold? So Abaye says, Rabbi Shimon says it's muta, And Rabbi Sofer Shimon says this, also say it once more, and we start the second lesson. Forward to the first lesson, that if it's Mechavan, everybody holds this also. If it's Mechavan, everybody holds this also, the first lesson. Now we come to the second lesson. Ikad Amasan say that the Machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon is by Efsha v'lo Mechavan. Heine Proktai, that's a Machlekes of Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. That's a different shot. The Machlekes is if it's Efsha and it's not Mechavan. That's a Machlekes of Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Lo Efsha lo kemechavan, kulam lo pliga deshoi. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon agree with this mitzvah. If it's both negative, lo Efsha lo mechavan, everybody agrees with this mitzvah. Again, what's the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon? If it's Efsha v'lo kemechavan. Now up to here, first say over inside. Keep bleeding. When is a machlekes of Abaye and Rabbi? The Lord Efsha v'lo kemechavan. That's all. The Lord Efsha v'lo kemechavan. Now he explains. Alibi the Rabbi Shimon. The also was a carbon, according to Rabbi Shimon, who follows the carbon, he said, by enem is carbon, it's always mutal. Kulam alo pligi, it's also, here it's also. Even though it's not Efsha, but it's Mechavan. So Rabbi Shimon, since he puts so much weight on the carbon, the cooler, he'll also say the chumler too. Just like he says, Efsha alo Mechavan, behold, it's mutal, because it's lacking the kavana, so lo efsha and is mechava, it's also because there's a kavana. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Abai and Rabbi both agree, lo efsha come mechava is also. See, please, what is my colleague's Abai and Rabbi on lo efsha and mechava? Ali ben Rabbi Yehuda, dom, lo shnom is kavan, lo shem is kavan. All cases of Yehuda disagrees, disregards, ignores the Kabbalah. In all cases, Efsha is also, whether it's Kabbalah or not Kabbalah, he disregards the Kabbalah. So therefore, suppose it's Efsha, suppose it's low Efsha, and it's Mechavim, questions that the Yehuda still disregard the Kabbalah, since it's low Efsha and it's Matil, or no, as soon as he says as follows. Abaye says like Abaye, disregards the Kavanah. And therefore, lo Efsha and Mechavim, Yehuda will be matter. And Rabbi Amal, Rabbi will say, ah, can't look, come, Rabbi. When does Rabbi disagree, disregard the Kavanah, Shem is Kavanah, Kim is Kavanah, he disregards the fact there's no Kavanah, Elo Lechoma. What is it? Efsha, lo kam mechaven. So Rabbi Yehuda says that won't help the fact that it's kaven. We go to chumla. Avol is kaven. Kishem is kaven. The kula le'ama. But he won't say that we disregard the kavanah in case it's lo efsha and it's mechaven. Once it's mechaven, could be Rabbi Yehuda will say it's also too, like Rabbi Shimon said. When does Rabbi Yehuda disregard the fact that it's lacking kavanah? And it's a matter of the Chumah. Even though it's lacking Kavanah, it's also because it's Efsha. But suppose it's Lo Efsha and it's actually Mechavan, then he won't disregard the Kavanah. See, you can have it inside. Once more, to repeat the second Lashon, you wish you can write it down. And the second Lashon, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both agree, if it's Lo Efsha, and lo kam mechaven is muta. When is the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? If efsha lo kam mechaven, that's the machlekes. Now, by and low, we're discussing lo efsha and mechaven. So they say, according to Rabbi Shimon, to whom kavon is all important. So even though Efsha, since it's Mechavan, it's also. Machlekes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who ignores the element of kavan, even Amos Kavanah said it's also. So what will it be if lo efshe emechavan? So Abai says he ignores the element of kavan in all respects, the pool of the woman. So if he ignores the kavan, since it's lo efshe, he ignores the kavan and it's mutter. And Abai said, when does he ignore the element of kavan? The chumra. But the pool, he won't ignore it. If he actually mechavan, even though lo efshe, Rabbi Yehuda says, awesome. Say it once more, and we start the Gemara. Now, not a matter of scholarship here. You have to just sit down and puzzle out. It's like a little riddle. Puzzle out by yourself. But Tosfos adds one condition. When it says, lo efsha, it does mean it's not possible to avoid the Hanoi. It's not possible to avoid that situation. But it is possible to avoid having Hanoi. Because if it's not possible having Hanoi, not possible to avoid having anoya as a situation, and it's surely also going to everybody. So Loshe means it's not possible to avoid going in that street. He has to go in that street. He can't take any other route. That's the Loshe. But it's possible not to have anoya. That's what Tosfos adds. Talk it over and we get back. Let's start some easy Gemara. Rest it easy. The third line down from the top. Omar Abba, I am in the army. Where do I know that? What I'm saying. That Efsha, that low Efsha, and Komechavan, is Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Again, low Efsha and Komechavan is Mutter. He's talking about according to the second Lashon. The time got another advice. Omar Olah, they told about the Avon Yechem and Zakkai, Shoya Yeshev Bitzilu Shalhechel. He sat near the Har Abayis in the shade that the Hechel cast. The Hechel was a big building, and he cast a big shade. And he took all his Talmidim to sit in the shade. He didn't have a building big enough for them. But there is Kol Ayom Kula, Darshan in the shade of the Hechel. Och and Ahia, the Loyevshe. Because he had no building big enough for the Talmidim. He couldn't sit in the sun on Mechavan. And he intended, however, to have Anoya from the shade. So he's having Anoya from the Beis HaMikdash, we're showing it's Mutter. So we see, Lo Evsha, Komechavan is Mutter. So at least you can say he holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, who is a Matir and disregards the Kavan, say that. The Rovam always has no Kasha. Because it's not also to sit in the shadow of the Hechel at all. Shine Hechel. Hechel is different. The Lesuchos, it's made for its inside. It's Mekudish only for its inside, not for its outside. And therefore, if a person would stand and look at the Hechel, have Hanoya, it's not male inside, you can't stand and look in the walls of the Hechel inside. But outside you could. So also the shadow is an outside thing, therefore it's mutter. So there's no question at all, say that. Kaish, isn't it? Tosfos said, however, all these cases that the Gemara brings are not psikaish. How I can't tell you. That's what they said.
That's only a factor in the first Lashon, Tosfos speaking. Because psikaish makes it kavona, and the second Lashon says kavona is mutter.
I have to think it over. I have to see about that. Right on the Gemara, it could be all right. What to see? I tell him on. We have to answer, how will he explain the first lotion then? The kash on the first lotion.
This is kash on the second lotion.
But what about the first lotion? The kash on everybody in the first lotion. How do you answer that? It's a kash on the first lotion says it's always also there's kavona. So he answers. So and it's a kash according. That's a kash according everybody. That's right. It's a kash according everybody in the first lotion. So you need to tell us, anyhow, Shein Hechel de la Techos. You have to see what this is meant by that. Right on. Omar Rabbi Menamin, where I know that Lo Evshe, the Komechavad, is also, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lulin Hoyu Psuchin Ba'aliyaz Beis Kotche Kodosh. There were little doorways, like trap doors, in the roof, in the floor of the upstairs of the Kedesh HaKedosh. Shebohen, through these trapdoors, Meshal Shelin, as only the lower workers, Betavis, inside of boxes. But they had to make repairs on the walls of the Kedesh HaKadoshim. They lower the workers in boxes through these trapdoors, but the roof, the upstairs chamber, Kedesh HaKadoshim, is not Kodesh like the Kedesh HaKadoshim. So they put workers in boxes and lower them through the holes, and they were in the boxes, and no, they shouldn't look. It's also to look, to have Hanoi. They might try to have Hanoi by looking. So whatever they need to do, they can look, but they might turn around and gaze at the Kedesh HaKadoshim. So they put in boxes, not to turn around and look. Kedei shelo yuzonu einem, they shouldn't feast their eyes with Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ochanahia, delo efsha, it's not possible, because they have to go and do the work. We call mechaven, and we're afraid he might be mechaven, looking around. He has to be there, he has to work. And it's also, you have to make boxes. Now the boxes are surely a low efsha, because to make boxes, it means an extreme thing. If you would lower them without boxes, also low efsha. They have to do the work. They're not going there because they have any other choice. They have to go inside and do the work. And still we don't permit them to go down unless in boxes, because we're afraid, even though it's low efsha, they have to go there to work, they might be mechavim. So we see low efsha and mechavim would be also of themselves. Say that. Do you think that's a kashi? Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Paz, Omar Shimon, Levi Mishum Bar Kappa, a coil, a sound of something that's osa. Umara, and they're looking, let's say the sound of something that's kedish. Umara, and looking at it, bereach, and smelling it, anybody Mishum, there's no mila. Really no isa, the isa. Ella, why did they make chumras that the people shouldn't look, the workers shouldn't look? Ella, ma'ala also beis kodesh kodeshim. It's only a chumra ba'alma. Eino chenami. The whole thing is not necessary. The whole business of lo efsh and komet havam doesn't fit in here at all, because there's no isa. They're talking about the isa. Here there's no isa because the koil and mar and reyach of kodesh is not osa. Say that. Now this is not talking about Avodah Zarah. It's only about Kedesh. A Reach of Avodah Zarah is like Osa. It's talking about things of Kedesh. Are you Moil? He says no. Keil or Ma'al Reach, there's no Me'ila. And therefore here, the whole thing is a Chumra Balma, Ma'al of the Alma. Ike the Alma, some say, Omar Rabbe, but no, I mean, where do I say what I said? The Tanya Omer advice. Omar Rabbe Shimon ben Pasi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kappa, coil, a voice of something, a sound of something that is itself, that's a Bahanoi, let's say, it's a Keli, it's also Bahanoi because it's Hegdish, and you hear a noise of music coming from that coil, Umare, or looking at something which is also Bahanoi, like Hegdish, or looking at it causes you pleasure. Bereach, and the fragrance of something, like the besomim of Keteres. Ein bohem is shumil. There's no din of mila. It means that a person is nehenda from that. He doesn't have to bring a korban mila. Otherwise, a person is nehenda from hegdish without intention, brings a korban mila. But these things, koil, or mare, bereach, is not considered substantial, and you don't bring a korban mila for them. Now, since he says, the extreme, a korban mila you don't bring. It seems to me, ilo hu deleke. There's no din of korban mila. But it seems ho is suraike. But isa there is. It means, the isa to have anoya. There's no din mila to have, but it's also to have anoya. Otherwise you would say, it's mutter to have anoya. But he doesn't say that. He doesn't say it's mutter to have anoya. It seems it's also to have an oil. Only if you did have an oil, you don't have to bring a korban mila. My love does not mean those on ha'im de bifnim, those who are standing inside the azoch. Let's say the kohen gadol has to come inside, lefnai ve'lifnim yom kippur, and he's looking around
and he has anoia from the beautiful designs inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or in the Hevel, or the Kehanim, in the Azore. Look around and you see the beautiful designs of the walls of the Azore, or the Mizbeach. So maybe that's what it means. So people standing inside, it's low efshah. They can't be outside because they have to do the avoda. To do the avoda, they must be inside. So it's low efshah. It's not possible to avoid it. But there are mechavim to have anoya. And it says it's also to have anoya. The low efshah become mechavim. They also. So we have approved now that efshah, that low efshah become mechavim is also. At least that'll be an answer to the second lashon. Lo efshar kama haven is us. Say that inside. Answering my law. When it said that there's no mila, but there's an isel, lo oson ha'im di mechutz. For those who stand outside, now they don't have to be there because they're not forced to stand there. Only kahanim who do the avoy, they have to be there. But they don't have to be there. And if they were standing outside as Efsha, and they're Mechavan, they're Vanoia, Efsha come Mechavan, is surely also. But the people inside is low Efsha, even though Mechavan, it could be as Mutta said.
Okay, Dr.
It's like Kabun, as you ever know. So he interrupts the sugya for a while to discuss that subject, and later he comes back to the sugya. Gufo, we just brought in the subject. If somebody concocts the keteras according to the formula that the Torah gives, it depends why he's doing it. If he does it with his lamet, now they did it like this. Somebody concocts the keteras and puts together according to the formula of the Torah for his own use, even though he didn't use it, is chayav koras. But suppose he put it together with his lamet because he wanted to train himself how to do it. That the Torah wouldn't disapprove, because you need people to train themselves. You can't do it the first time, right? So if a person does it to train himself how to do it, then it's not chayav. Or the Moishel the Tzibah, or he does it for the purpose of making the Torah to give to the Tzibah, even though he wasn't commissioned by the Tzibah to do it, but since that's his intention to give it to the Tzibah, not to use for himself, it's potter. But Hariyah Abor Chayav, if he concocts it for the purpose to smell, even though he didn't smell it, it's chayav koras. But if somebody smelled it, it's pata. He didn't concoct it. Somebody else made it. And he smelled it. It's pata. Elo, pata and koras. Elo is shemoal. But it's chayav mila. That's what the Baraisa says. It's chayav mila. So we say, for smelling, there's mila. We're saying koil or mal el reich ain't behem eshum mila. Here's a case where if you smell that it's chayav kol mila, it's not chayav koras, but he didn't make it. But the smelling is chayav kol mila. So what are you telling me that reich doesn't have any din of mila? Say that. Elam ha-papa. He says subtract the word reich. Koil or mal ain't behem eshum mila. Fish ain't behem mamish. Because there's no substance looking and hearing. But the reach, leacha, and reach, all he said, reach, ain't by him a shumila, sometimes yes and sometimes not. Means it's not a completely an error to say reach, ain't by him a shumila. Sometimes it's not, but sometimes yes. I'll explain. The reach, leach is a talitim was after the column of smoke comes up from the keteres that are being burned, ain't by him a shumila. Well, when Asis the mitzvah was accomplished. So Reach, if you smell the besomim before you kindle them, or even as soon as you kindle them, before, or just as soon as you kindle them, so you're smelling something that wasn't completed the mitzvah yet, so then you're male. But after the fragrance goes up in the smoke, that smoke is already a fulfilled mitzvah. The mitzvah is fulfilled when the smoke goes up. If you smell the smoke of the keteras, even though it's fragrant, you're not male because a thing which was the fulfillment of a mitzvah already loses its din of mila. If something is kegdish for the purpose of avoid of a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is fulfilled, then if you're nehenef on it, there's no din of mila. So again, if you smell the besamim before they are burned, chayav kol mila. Or even when you kindle them, or the smoke comes up, because as long as the smoke didn't rise, you're not yesh of the mitzvah. But once the smoke rises, and you smell that smoke, you're potter from me'ilo, because it's nas a mitzvah. Say that. So when they said above that if he's meriah, where he smells the keteres, smells the besamim, is chayav, that's before the smoke goes up. But when the smoke goes up and he smells the smoke, he's potter, because it's nas a mitzvah. Frag the Gemara member, they mean to say, the whole heched and nas is mitzvah, and he's b'mishumila. Wherever the mitzvah is already accomplished, there's no longer any din of mila. I have a cash on that. When they take the ashes of the mizbeach, that's called the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. Taking a truma, taking a certain amount of ashes like truma of the mizbeach, and they put it in a certain place near the mizbeach. Then now says mitzvah. Now when you complete the Trumas Hadeshen, you take it off, that's the last mitzvah there is with the ashes. Before it was a kol, you burned it into ashes, but then the remaining mitzvah, Trumas Hadeshen. With Trumas Hadeshen, separating the ashes, you completed the last mitzvah. And the yesh bo mishum mila, there's a din of mila, if anybody would use those ashes, even though after they put down in their permanent place. The Chassidus says, with somoy eitzel ha-mizbeah, he has to put it near the mizbeah, and he's quoting a baraisa, the somo shelo yefas, has to put it in such a way, ashes shouldn't scatter. And the somo, the baraisa says, you put it on shelo yehana, nobody should have annoyed from it. You should put it there, and Lord, nobody should be able to use it. So we see, even though it's nasa mitzvasi, he finished the last mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, and still it's also to have annoyed from it, and the baraisa states, it's mila too, although we don't have the baraisa here. The baraisa states, it's mila if somebody would use those ashes. Say that aside. From this baraisa, the way it's quoted in our Gemara, the missing the words, he has to put it down, shelo yimalube, it shouldn't be male. So the baraisa is stating that it's mila, even though Trumas Hadeshen is the last mitzvah to be done. And for the Gemara, you're right. Trumas Hadeshen is an exception. Everything else, when the mitzvah is completed, nasa mitzvah, there's no more mila. But Trumas Hadeshen is mila, even though it's nasa mitzvah. Now let's learn from it, that everywhere else it should be the same as Trumas Hadeshen, and we'll say everywhere else, even nasa mitzvah, you're still male like Trumas Hadeshen. He says, no. Mishum da'abi Trumas Hadeshen. And big dekune, shnei ksuvim aboy in kecha. Both cases have the same principle, even though nasa mitzvah is male. And therefore, when you have two psukim saying something, we say, v'chol shnei ksuvim aboy in kecha, eimelan, they cannot teach anywhere else. Big dekune means a kohen gadol. When he finished the avodah of Yom Kippur, he takes off his big dekune of Yom Kippur, and he cannot use them again. They're also behanoi. Nasa mitzvosai. And still it's also behanoi. And Trumas Hadeshen, nasa mitzvosai behanoi. Since the Torah writes it in two places, the Torah is telling us that you shouldn't learn anywhere else from these two places, because if the Torah wants you to learn, it can tell you one place alone, and I will know the other place and all other places from that. Since the Torah writes in these two places, it shows you're not able to learn one from the other, that we cannot learn anywhere else from these two cases. And that's why only by Trumas Hadeshen, on Big Dekune, we say, even though Nasim is Vosim, everywhere else, not say that. Kubas Adeshin, how do I know that there's still Mila after it's finished? Hodamah, like we said, there's some evidence you should put it near the Mizbeah, and you shouldn't be mail from it if you use it. So the purpose shouldn't use it because if you do, you're mail. That's one place. You should put it away, because if you take it, you'll be mail. Big day kune, where do I know? Dechsiv. He nicham sham. He takes off his big day kune after he finishes Avedas Yom HaKippurim, and he puts them down there. Now why tell us these words? He nicham sham. Melamed etish, she'tu'uni gnizah. They require gnizah. Gnizah means you put them away, not to use them again. Now, big day kune are also bahanoya. If anybody uses big day kune for any other purposes, is mail. And here it tells us it needs Geniza, so it means it remains in its previous Isa, Smayel. So therefore we have two places where the Torah made an exception and said, even though Nasa Miswas is Ismail. That's why the Rabban and Dorma, they learned that Pshat. That's what they learned in Ivan Sham. He said, the Oma, and he said, Avo Uyin Hain the Koyan Hedin, he learns. Rabbi Deshe, the Tanu differs with the other Chachamim. And he says, not to be put away forever. It means the Koyan Godel cannot use them anymore. The big day lover that he used on Yom Kippur, the Koyan Godel can never use again. But a Koyan Hedin could. Avo Uyin Hain the Koyan Hedin. If it's for a Kohen Hedyot, or my wisdom, the Hinicham Shom, Shalom Yishtamish Behem Be Yom Kippur at Acher. Kohen Gadol should never use them again on Yom Kippur. So the big day love, and he can use only one Yom Kippur. After that, he leaves them over for Kohanim Hedyotim, because it's the same kind of the Godim that Kohen Hedyot wears all the year. That's what a Kohen Gadol wears when he goes left and I believe thin. Avedis Pnim. So therefore, my Ikel Gadol has to say, you have no proof from here that it's Nasa Mitzvah, because it's not Nasa Mitzvah, it's still ready to do more Mitzvahs. And Big Day Kun of a Kohen Gadol are still fit for a Kohen Hedyot, it's not Nasa Mitzvah. It's still fit to be Kleshosh or a Kohen Gadol to wear, and that's why it's male. But suppose it would have been finished with all of his last Mitzvahs, who said to be any Mila? Say that. So these begotten are still fit for a Kohen Hedyot to use, so it's not Nasa Mitzvosa yet. That's why they're male. So now therefore it remains only one example, Tumas Adeshim, of a Dova Shanasa Mitzvosa, and it's still male. So let's learn from that everywhere else. You don't have snakes too, and be careful. And for the moment, you have another one. Shum Dahavi Tumas Adeshim, Egla Rufo, snakes too, and be careful. Because Egla Ruf also, after you finish with the Egla Ruf, it's also Bahanoya. All the mitzvah is all over. And therefore now you have two cases. Tumas Adesh and Egla Ruf. And therefore you cannot learn from that anywhere else. Everywhere else, if you ask the mitzvah, you are not Mayal. You can't learn anywhere else. The fact that the Torah wrote it in both places comes to tell you that you cannot learn from either of them for anywhere else. So therefore, only these two places we say that even though Nasa Mitzvosa, you are male. But everywhere else, you're not male. Nichadash right l'man d'orma e'melande. One holds shnei k'suim v'enkech e'melande. L'man d'orma melande ma'ikra me'me. But there's an opinion that holds if you have just two psukim for one inyan, still it can serve as a model for everything else. So why can't we learn from these two, from Tumas Adesh and Egel Arufa, for Kol HaTere Kula, that even Nasa Mitzvosa should be male? And for the more, Ikra Meima, you can say Trei Mute. Not only are two psukim, but there's a miyad by each one that says only here and nowhere else. Only here there's mil and nowhere else. Trei Mute Ksiv, two Mute Mavid. See, it's written this somoy. Somoy means not only you put, but you put this alone. Only this, in the Tumas Adesh, you say, there's mila if you'll use it, despite the fact that Nasa Mitzvah, no place else. Or see, ho aruf, egwa aruf, only in this case, you say there's Mila, even after Nasa Mitzvah was everywhere else not. So you cannot learn from these two, because the Torah has written on each one, Amida is limiting it only to this Seder. So Shema, now he brings a proof on this subject. Back to our original sugya. Lo efshe v'kamechav. Going back to the original sugya. Ichnisa, he brought in the pa'adum l'rivko into a team. They tied together four cows and they used them to thresh the grain. Now pa'adum is also to use it for work. If you use it for work, you make it possible. So he brought the paradume, that's a young cow, and he brought it in to a team. He tied it together with four more. With a dosha, and they threshed the grain with the other cows together. Share, it's still kosher. We'll soon see. It's still kosher. Not considered as if he did work with the paradume. Vishril shetinik v'todesh, but suppose he brought it in and noted that it should thresh, even though his intention was also it should suckle from its mother. It's a young cow, the part of it. Wants to suckle from its mother. But since he had also the kavon it should thresh too, it's possible. So in the ratio when it said it's kosher, he didn't bring it in for the purpose of thresh. Just wanted it to suckle from its mother. But here, and this in the Sefer, he wanted both things. Psula, it's possible. Because it did avoid it. Now, here, the Gemara asks on this. The low F share is not possible otherwise. It has to be there because it has a suckle from his mother. The Komechav only intended also that it should thresh. So here's the case of low F share and Komechav. Uptan the Psula, so you say low F share, Komechav is possible, is also. The answer to that question we asked above, low F share, Komechav. Is it also or not? Here you see, and make the behavior apostle say that. And for the Gemara, for Adum is an exception. Shana also is different there. Everywhere else, lo efshe kamechavim, I can say, is muta. But here, it's also, it's apostle she dechsiv. It says, asher lo ubad bo. It doesn't say, asher lo uba, but he didn't work with it. Asher lo uba, work wasn't done with it. That comes to say, mikom of any case. So therefore, even though it's done by itself, without his actual doing it, it's lo efshe, so not considered as if he did it. He had to take in the poor and know that it's a suckle from his mother. It's not like he did it. But since he had intention also that it should work, so it's considered Ubad. Now, where's the kash on that? If Ubad comes to say, even though he didn't do it, still it's also, in relation should also be possible. He brought it in without the intention that it should thresh the grain, just to suckle her mother alone. So even though Efsha, below Kamechavim, it should be also in this case. So why in the ratio is it Muta, why in the Sefer is it also? If you say Ubar comes to seeing without Kavone, so the ratio also should be possible, set it aside. Entering Moho, Lo Damya. This is not to be compared, El Loho, to the following din. Shokhan Elot, if a bird perched on top of the Poraduma. Kshela, because he didn't make the bird go there, he didn't want the bird to go there. All if a male came upon the poraduma, it's possible because the owner is satisfied that his behemoth should become pregnant and give birth. Now, explains by time why. So even though he didn't cause the male to go on, but once he sees that the male is there and is satisfied, it's like he did it, like he was the one who caused the male to go on. Why is that? By time, Omar Puppet. Iksiv Ovad. The Kabin Ovad, had it been written Ovad, he worked with the behemoth, and we would read Ovad, it would mean as be a full act on his part.
the Ovid Bo'ivan, for he himself did it. Otherwise, not possible. It wouldn't be possible, let's say, unless he put the male on top of the Torah. Iksiv Ubat, Kavir Ubat, and the Torah write Ubat. And we would read Ubat, would mean Afilu Melanami, even by itself. If the bird would perch on it, would also be possible, because the behemoth is doing a work carrying the bird. Even though he didn't do anything about it, still, it would be possible. But Hash did receive Ubat. It's written Ubat. The Kavina Ubat, so we understand the Torah is taking an in-between position. Ubat means it's done by itself, but Dumyado has to be like he did it. What does that mean? If it was done by itself, in such a way that is similar as if he had done it, means he's satisfied. If it's done by itself, but he's satisfied, then it's like he did it. So if Zohar went on the top of the Pora, even though he didn't do it, but it's like he caused the Zohar to go on top of the Pora, because it's Obad, it's Ubat like Obad. What is Obad? Obad means it's his will to do it. So even though Ubat was done by itself, but it has to be similar to Obad, because it has both. The Ksiv is Obad, he did it with his will, and Ubat means it's done by itself. So you have to use both opinions. Both opinions means it's done by itself, but with his consent is satisfied. Ma Obad, and Nihal is just when he does it. It's a case where he's satisfied. Ubat has been Nihal. So there it follows now. When a bird perched on, what does he have out of it? I guess no benefit of a bird is standing on his paw, do it? So it's entirely nothing. It's not even Ubat, nothing. But all El Zohar, even though he didn't do it, but he's satisfied it should be done, that's why it's considered as if he did it in this puzzle. And therefore, by Por Adume, it's an exception, even though he didn't do it, as long as there's Anoya from it, it's like he did it in this puzzle. That's the limit here. So, Lo Efshe, the Komechaven, I can say everywhere else, is Muta. But Por Adume, as long as there's Mechaven, it's also in this puzzle. I will go back to the Vice on the previous Amid Beis of the Ban. When he brings the calf into the team, he had no intention that it should thresh, and this threshing doesn't mean anything to him. It's a young little calf, like Tesha explained. Not heavy, and this threshing doesn't mean anything to him. There's nothing at all. It's not even Ubat, because it doesn't have any annoyance from it at all. So therefore, it's kosher. But if he brings in with the intention it should thresh, even though he had another intention too, it should suckle from the mother. That means low efshe, because he needs it. It's a suckle from the mother. But the komechal, he wants it to thresh. Once he wants it to thresh, all the everywhere else, low efshe komechal, like he says, muta. But the por adume is ubat dumido ubat. Since he has anoya from it, that was his intention of anoya, even though he didn't do it actually, but because it's low efshe. Low efshe means he didn't do it. Loyefsh always is considered like he didn't do it. He had to bring in the calf to suckle from his mother. It's called Loyefsh, like he didn't do it. But since he has pleasure from his threshing, he wants it to thresh. So this kind of Loyefsh Komecham is possible because of Paraduma. We have a special limit. Say that.
This shiur was made available by KolAvigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.